Blessed are your eyes, verse 16, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Are you glad of that? I, for one, am glad for what mine eyes have seen, and my ears have heard. But there is a scripture that says, I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man. That tells us that there's more. I'm preaching tonight on what if. Two words. What if. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Amen. One more perhaps. Over here in the New Testament. Philippians. That I may know him. 3:10. And the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his sufferings. Being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained. Either were already perfect. But I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, are you listening? And reaching forth unto those things which are before. There's more. There's more. I press toward the mark. There it is. It's just right out there. And I'm reaching. And I'm stretching. And I'm pressing. For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 14. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. Realize that this is not a stop sign, but a go signal. Be thus minded. And if in any be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. He can show us. You believe God can show us the thing that's right? Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. In other words, let's everybody stay with it. What we've already got, don't lose it. Everybody keep it. Everybody's climbed this far on the hill, don't stop. Slide down. Amen. Drive in your stakes and keep climbing. Huh? Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. I'm preaching on this Independence Day. What if? A message, if you will, for the end of the millennium. When we see things coming to pass that point us to the end. What if all of us, instead of getting down in the mouth and getting the tuck head, and get in the blues. What if we all lifted up our heads and rejoiced because our redemption draweth nigh? Raise your hands and rejoice because your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. What if we did that? 100 years ago, the church made a mighty stride forward in faith. 100 years ago, in Topeka, Kansas, Sister Osmond got the baptism of the Holy Ghost that marked a new milestone in the Protestant Reformation. Praise God. A Pentecost revival, if you please, that has lasted 100 years and grown round and round and round the world many times over. Praise God. Oh, it's been a long, long journey from Luther to modern Pentecost. From Martin Luther in 1493 when he, amen, nailed his thesis on Wittenberg Church, and the awakening took on new impetus, praise God, the new momentum, glory to God. And we had what we call the Protestant Revolution, that is. Amen. We didn't have to crawl up and down stairs with broken glass on them. We didn't have to flail ourselves. Amen. And torture ourselves and give ourselves to a totally dedicated life to an organization and an organism that was not of God, yet called itself the universal holy church of Jesus Christ. I'm not saying that good men have not come out of the Catholic Church. Luther was a Catholic. Chrysostom was a Catholic. Savonarola was a Catholic. Amen. Some good men have come out of the Catholic Church, and most of the time the best ones did so to their own martyrdom. Amen. It's been a long, long journey from Luther. Amen. The just shall live by faith was only the rudiments of salvation. That's only the primer, if you will. The Bible said, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, of faith and baptisms and etc., let us go on. And so they went on. Amen. The Catholic Church had its division because of, I think, King Henry's multi-marriages. Amen. He fell out with the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church fell out with him. He said, I'll just start my own, and he started the Church of England. Amen. Can any good thing come out of the Church of England? John Wesley did. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when John Wesley came out of the Church of England, hallelujah, preaching on the streets, preaching in the fields, and when they denied him the right to preach in public anymore, in the open air anymore, amen, he stood on his father's tombstone and continued to preach. The only qualification to preach was that you own land, and John didn't have any land except the few square feet on his father's grave. And so he climbed up on his father's tombstone and preached the gospel on all the land he had. And the good news rang out across the graveyard. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Wesleyans took a new stride forward. They said, we not only believe, like Luther said, the just shall live by faith. We not only believe like the Church of England believes that have already came out of the Holy Roman Universal Church. Catholic means universal. Amen. But we're going to go a step forward. Further. Amen. We're going to, hallelujah, claim the blessing, the second blessing, the blessing they called of Pentecost. Even though it was not quite to match that of Acts of the Apostles. Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 19, and on, because none of them, for the most part, spoke in other tongues. Even though some great miracles were done by John Wesley. Amen. And one reason the Church of England needed the second blessing teaching was that even though they were professors and even though they were church members, most of them had never had the first blessing. They had never been really saved. So sanctification for most of them was salvation as we know it today. Praise God. But in order to get them to go on, you could not take away from what they already had, their profession of faith. You had to encourage them to go on. And that's what I'm going to do tonight. By the grace of God, I'm going to preach on what if, instead of a great falling away just yet, some of us decide that we'll take another leap forward in God and claim a closer walk. Can you say amen? A closer walk with God. You say, praise God, how can we claim a closer walk with God? Amen. We can work for God in a better and a bigger way, praise God, and Brother Vince Wilson said, and this is his own words. I've heard him preach it from the pulpit many times. Bless God. He said, my shadder ain't never healed nobody yet. Could it be that we need to take another stride forward in our influence over our part of the body of Christ? Why did Peter's shadow heal anybody? Because he had the faith and trust and influence of the whole town. For the most part. And they brought their sick and their lame and their suffering and laid them in the streets and in the byway, so that even as much as the shadow of Peter might fall on them and they be healed, praise God. What if tonight, in 1999, instead of joining this mad rush, the great falling away and the big backsliding, what if we go on to perfection? What do you say? Amen. What if we join that remnant, praise God, that's looked around and they've saw they're tired of being stuck with all imperfections. They're tired of being stuck in the mud. Amen. But these modern preachers that says you gotta sin a little every day, you can't keep from it. Amen. They're tired of being stuck in the mud. Hallelujah. And they're gonna rise and join the remnant of the come-outers. I was listening to a charismatic broadcast the other day. Amen. And this preacher, they had him preaching on TBN or something or other. Amen. And this radio version, praise God, of TBN. Amen. And I want to tell you, this old sports boy, this old former ball player of some kind, amen, he is preaching holiness just like we preach it. I don't know how in the world they got him on there. It's because he was preaching against everything they was doing. Amen. I'll tell you what, there's some folks going to get the Bible down. They're going to read it. Hallelujah. And they're going to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Amen. Touch not, taste not, handle the unclean thing. Amen. And he said, I will receive you. What if a whole bunch of people do better instead of worse? What if in this last day, just before the rapture of the church, just before the coming of the Lord, just before, as I saw in my dream, those clouds take on shape, I saw walls and windows and a light coming through, and I felt it in my soul. I knew it was time. The rapture was taking place, and right in front of my neighbors, I went soaring through the air. What if in these last days, in these last moments, There's a group of young people that says, I'm sick and tired of this getting saved and backsliding all the time and following this bunch down to oblivion and practicing getting saved and backsliding so much until we're afflicted with hardness of heart. We haven't got any reverence for God, a reverence for the church, a reverence for the preacher, or anything else. I'm sick and tired of that. I'm going to join the come outers, and I'm going on with God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. What if we, like Joshua and Caleb, have had to wander in this wilderness for 40 years, amen, with the grumblers and murmurers and complainers, hallelujah, until they've all died and we're the survivors, hallelujah, and we decide we're going to go into Canaan's land. Praise God. And old Caleb thought, it's about time I get my just deserts. It's about time I get my reward. I've listened to this grumbling and complaining and murmuring. Praise God. For 40 years I've listened to it. Amy said, Joshua, give me the hills of Judea. Give me the mountains. I'll take them, praise God. And sick and tired of dragging and flagging. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and murmuring, complaining. Oh, Caleb, praise God, took his inheritance and claimed it for his household. You can do it tonight also. Furthermore, you just as well do it. Amen. What if we decide tonight we're going to press toward the mark? We're going to set our binoculars one more time. We're going to set our telescope one more time. Praise God. Yeah, there it is. It's still out there. Praise God. Hey, what do you say? We leave those things which are behind. I'll tell you one of your problems at the Highway of Holiness and everybody that's listening to me. You don't have any trouble forgiving, but you have a whole lot of trouble forgetting. You're still talking about the past too much and living in the past too much. Amen. He said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those which are before. Hallelujah. Hey, did you know it's a gift of God to be able to forget? I complained to Brother Gillette while he was still alive. Brother Gillette, I have trouble remembering stuff. He said, forgetfulness is a healthy thing. It's something we need to forget. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. He talked about his sister-in-law and he said, I've tried hard. And he said, I can't find one good thing about her. Amen. That was his brother's wife. Praise God. It didn't hinder A.T. A.T. went on, praise God. He didn't get saved till he's 60. Didn't start preaching the gospel till he's 62. And so he loaded up his Lincoln with little kids off the street and was hauling them to church. And pretty soon the gossips in the church was saying, what's that old man doing with all them little kids in his car? Amen. He was bringing them to church. That's what he's doing. But A.T. Gillette didn't pay any attention to it. Praise God. He just kept going to church because God had performed a miracle in his life. An angel had took a hold of his neck and his Achilles heel and pulled his back straight, saved him and filled him with the Holy Ghost in the same service. Hallelujah. And he laughed and laughed and laughed. You talk about laughter. We've had it for a long time. Amen. We didn't have to put it on either. He said, I laughed so hard. I said, God, turn it off. You're going to kill me with joy. Amen. A.T. Gillette had made a stride forward for God when he was 62 years old. God called him to preach. Hallelujah. He said, God, call a young man. I'm already old. And God said, I'll make a young man out of you. Amen. Hey, drive his car 800 miles a day. Amen. Across the country, he got lost one night. And he stopped and rolled down his window and asked some hippies, said, I'm lost. Can you tell me? And they began to close in on his car. One old man lost. Amen. And he took that automatic pistol out from under the seat and laid it on the dash. And they backed off from the old man. Hallelujah. Amen. The old football coach knew how to take care of himself. Amen. All he had to do was display his power. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. It didn't stop him. He didn't slow down. Praise God. He went on for God. Amen. Ah, yes. We are all piecemeal in our knowledge because we're limited in what we can fathom. We're limited in what we can assimilate in our brain, in our mind, in our thinking processes. It takes some doing for us to know all we need to know and go all we need to go and do all we need to do because we're limited. We need God's help. We need a closer walk with God. We need to see the glory. He said, blessed are your eyes, for they see. Hallelujah. We need to see the things the prophets and the righteous men of bygone years didn't get to see. Wasn't time for it yet. They lived an inferior day. Amen. I mean, we live in the superior time. Of much the more as you see the day approaching. What a day this is. And what if, Shane Whitaker, we decide to do better and not worse? Amen. What if we decide we're going to grow in grace and not shrink? Come on. Say some folks is like a wasp, is bigger when it's born than it was any other time thereafter. When it's born, it was all wet and large, but then it dried out. That's the trouble of some Christians. We dried out too quick. We dried out and dried up. Amen. What if we decide to grow and not shrink? Come on. What if we actually attain a closer walk with God? How do you get a closer walk with God? We ask God for it. By the way, I was supposed to announce prayer meeting Thursday night. Amen. That's a good place to get a closer walk with God. Prayer meeting. Hallelujah. Thursday night at 7? 7? Thursday night at 7? Hey, what a good time to bring that in. If you want a closer walk with God, ask God for it. I believe God would be pleased if we'd ask Him for a closer walk, don't you? I believe God would be pleased if we'd say, Lord, I want to know more about the Lord. I want to know more about my Jesus. I want to know more about that mansion I'm going to receive as my reward. Lord, give me a fuller revelation. Hallelujah. I want to know more about the Lord. And we've got the best chance to assimilate and assemble and assimilate and digest, masticate. I mean meditate, glory to God, the greatest store of knowledge of God from God's great men that the world has ever known. Amen. Man, at our fingertips, we ought to be the sum total of all that went before us. We ought to be them. We ought to be Luther, Wesley, amen, Moody, Finney, Spurgeon, amen, if you will. Ew, hallelujah. William Branham, Oral Roberts in their best times, in their early times, in their early days. Praise God. Hallelujah. Plus the revelation of the present. Can you say amen? Draw a line under it and add all up that have gone before us, that built bridges and blazed trails and built roads, and we ought to be the sum total of all that have gone before. But on the contrary, we've programmed our own brain to fizzle instead of explode, to get smaller instead of getting bigger, to do less and worse instead of doing more. Brother Warren Moorhead used to say in one of his sermons, he said, we say God used to could do this, and God used to could do that, and God used to could do something else. And he said, some have even lost their used to could and gone to chewing the rag. What if we decided, Jerry Wayne, he wouldn't say God used to could anymore. And we decide we're not going to chew the rag anymore, Brother Brock. Hallelujah. But we're going on with God. We're going to talk faith. We're going to talk the promises of God. We're going to talk the Word. We're going to lift up our heads and rejoice, for our redemption draweth nigh. Glory to God. We're going to stand on our hind legs and glorify God and tell the world Jesus is coming and we're ready. Are you ready? Amen. Can you really have a closer walk with God tonight? Yes. Not only can you, but the big question is, will we, you, I, whosoever? Amen. James said, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. That means, brother, you write your own ticket. You got just as much anointing as you want. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I was riding down the street with Earl Scott about the time Alan was being tried for murder. Amen. Earl and May were still both living. Earl was running the car lot down here on the corner of Maple and Erie. Amen. And I was riding down the street with Earl. And I said, how's business, Earl? He said, business just good as you want it to be, preacher. You know what? He told the truth. Just good as you want it to be. Amen. Hey, old time religion, just good as we want it to be. We just got to get up off our haunches and get to work. Glory to God. Dig in. Oh, get our second wind and run like we never run before. Go like we never gone before. Amen. Hey, we've not reached the moon yet. Amen. And after we reach the moon, there's a whole lot of planets out there to explore. Come on. Amen. Somebody was preaching about the prodigal last night or sometime. Maybe it's Richard today. Yeah, Richard today. Teaching about the prodigal. I looked at Alan Scott through the bars here at Butler County Jail. Amen. I visited him just before they sentenced him, when him and Gary Morningstar were both convicted of the murder of that couple, and took them out in eastern Ohio and burned the car. Amen. Alan Scott told me, he said, I'm just like the prodigal son. He said, I had everything. Amen. But he wasted it in riotous living. He had a full shock of red hair. Amen. After 15 better years in prison, Alan is slick bald-headed and grown old in prison. Amen. Wasted his substance in riotous living. Amen. He's supposed to get out in a few days. Is he out yet, Linda? It's close, isn't it? Amen. Pray that Alan will find his way back to God. Praise God and claim the promise of God to the prisoners. Rejoice, ye prisoners of hope. Come out, ye prisoners of hope. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. I don't know what happened to Gary Morningstar. He's probably a lifer if he's not on death row. Because Scott Allen's dad had money. Amen. I was there when his dad died. And they laid him to rest in them big blue overalls. And they brought Alan home from prison in shackles. They had handcuffs on his hands and chains on his legs. They let him come to the funeral with a guard. He had to put his chains over his mother's neck to hug her, and over his relative's neck to hug him. And they took him away. Amen. His mother's funeral, they took the chains off. and he wasn't in shackles. They let him come back again. I preached her funeral. Amen. Alan got to come home to the funeral. Huh? Is that the kind of experience with God you want? Just touching home once in a while, and the rest of the time a prisoner of habits and sins and ungodliness and the will of Satan, until our chains won't let us out. Our chains won't let us come to church. Our chains and our shackles won't let us go to an altar. Our chains and our shackles won't suffer us to listen to a good godly message. Amen. It could have been different. Alan had a chance. He was the PA man, the public address system man, for Catherine Kuhlman's meeting in Cincinnati. Amen. He told how particular she was to that PA system. Amen. It wasn't that Alan didn't have a chance. He was raised right downstairs in our Sunday school. Right down here under your feet. He came right out from the teachers of the Highway of Holiness Church. He could have gone home and not back. There's some of you tonight that are halted between two opinions. I set forth to you tonight, what if you decide to go all out for God instead of going back on God? What if tonight you decide to get what you really need from God and make your vows and make your promises and keep them instead of going back on God? What if tonight the church does not take the path of the apostates step by step by step? You see, the trouble with some churches is they're already gone, but others are following after them, just slipping, as Havis said, a little slower. It don't have to be that way. It's one of the devil's dirty tricks to program your brain. He started on me when I first got saved. When this conviction wears off, you can go back and do some of the things that you can't do right now. You know what? With that attitude in mind, it wore off. And I rebelled against God. Amen. Until the Spirit of God departed. And with my heart empty and meaningless, and a void had taken the place of the Spirit of God, and a torment of sorts took over in my life, I walked for one whole summer through darkness. I didn't have any appetite. The good things they fixed for the thrashers and the people that worked in the fields when the farmers got together and the ladies got together and cooked their best, it didn't look good. I was working for Floyd Cathy for $1.50 a day, and they had a refrigerator. We didn't have one. They had ice and Kool-Aid. And I can remember when Kool-Aid to a country boy was a special treat, as good as soda pop. But that darkness would sweep over my soul, and nothing on that table looked good. I would get so weak in the field when that darkness would sweep over my soul, Brother Brock, my arms would grow weak, and I could hardly lift a fork of Lespedeza hay on Floyd Caffey's hay wagon. But I was praying, Shane. I said, God, I'll give it all. I'll leave it all behind if you'll just let me feel your Spirit one more time. I'll give up my place on the boys' team. I give up my place on the Little League. That was the country version of Little League today. And even years later, my dad was still manager of the country team, had all the balls and bats there at the house. Managing the country team. Even when I was pastor in Middletown, he was managing the country team in Arkansas. Amen. We was baseball people. It was our summer pastime, our idol, if you please. Amen. I had to give it up. I had to leave baseball behind to go on with God. I had to leave sports behind to go on with God. You see, the thing about going on with God, you always have to sacrifice something. You always have to lay something down. You always have to leave something behind, because you don't have enough time in all your life to get all the God you need without leaving the world behind. Amen. One morning about 3 o'clock, I prayed through. I woke my family up praising God. I said, Mom said, "What's the matter, Junior?" I said, "I feel like the Lord's took me back. I want you to know I hadn't hardly slowed down. I was still going to church. But when God let me feel His Spirit one more time, I hit the ground running. And I've been running ever since. I'm sorry to tell you, amen, that some of it was backwards, but I finally got her shifted into forward gear. Hallelujah. Amen. And we continue to this day to go on with God. Tell the glad news near and far. How about it tonight? If you made your decision not to go back, but go on. Not to get less or lose out, but to get more of God. Stand with me and let's pray. Father, challenge our hearts in these last days to do better, not less. Better. Amen. Oh God, not worse. I pray in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. You seek my face, you shall see signs and wonders. They shall be done in my name. I have promised it. And they shall be the inheritance of the perfected saints and those that go on with God. Yea, take hold with determination. Yea, persevere with determination. Be vigilant, be sober, and thou shalt overcome thine enemies and be victorious yet, and be made to rejoice in the Lord your God. Hallelujah. I have saved and I will save. I have filled with the Spirit and I will fill with the Spirit. I've dispersed my gifts for the edification of my body, the church, and I will disperse my gifts. And thou shalt see my hand uncovered in the things that prophets and righteous men desired to see but could not. Ye shall know if ye follow on to know the Lord, whose going forth is prepared. As the morning ye shall see that grand and glorious new day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ah, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Ye shall sing a new song. Ye shall lift up your heads and rejoice, for your redemption draweth nigh. And others shall see it and say, I want what they have. I want the experience they've got. For they shall see the Lord and His grace and His beauty upon thy countenance, the glow upon your face. Yea, my grace is sufficient for thee in all of your trials. Look unto the Lord and He'll give you grace for everything. Raise your hands and praise Him. Thank you, Lord. As they sing, make your way. The altar of God, make your way. Tatadumahatahaya. Tatadumahatahaya.